description. It would simply be a description by what is an adjacent lot and a perpendicular line, right? Which I think is what is roughly described in the petition. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Again, I'm trying to button up any, again, either to approve or deny, button it up to where it's all on the same. So I guess I'm seeking advice on how to.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up what was submitted back in.
Okay.
Could we state as closely described per Exhibit A? Well, we could make it Exhibit A. The
oh, that's the plat.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess the question is the commission going to require the meets and bounds legal description, a survey legal description, or is the commission comfortable with a description by parcel identification? And if it's by parcel identification, we can write that. So you could reference that and you could create a description.
Not to throw it back on you, I'm assuming the commission would seek your advice
on that. That's what I was hearing.
Okay.
And we can do that. Because we would simply look at the areas, we would simply look at the lot parcel numbers of each side of the roadway and describe it at a right angle at the northeast corner of lot whatever, in the northwest corner of lot whatever, in the southwest corner of whatever, in the southeast corner of lot whatever. That's how, without a survey legal description, that's how we have handled that. I mean, not only for Tampa County, but other
counties. Yeah, I know we've done it that way. Okay. So I guess how would you want that reflected in the order? You want it actually spelled out?
By parcel description.
We'll have to spell it out in the order. There will be no choice.
Okay. So does the order need to be re-prepared before we can take action?
I think y'all can make a motion to either grant or deny the vacate and approve an order consistent with whatever you all decide to do, and if you need to reference a document to tie that into what the decision of the commission is,
which would be that document. Yep.
Do you guys want to enter this into the record?
I think we shall.
Move to enter into the record the boundary survey that shows the proposed vacate as presented.
Second.
Yep. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. My apologies. Did you label that Exhibit A?
No, I said the boundary survey showing
boundary
proposed
survey. Yes.
Thank you. guys have any other questions, thoughts?
I have no more thoughts or questions.
Are we still in public hearing?
We are in public hearing. I have not closed the public hearing yet. So if
anybody else wants to
speak on this before we close the public hearing, I will open the floor for you. And if there's any closing remarks, give you all the opportunity to speak. That way, no question if you were heard or not. So. Then come up and then give me just 1 second while council is.
Oh, it's already in there. Okay.
So,
as a reference then.
Have you already?
We read it in.
I know. Why don't you just admit the petition with all those exhibits?
Okay.
Move to admit the petition to vacate a segment of Hillside Drive pursuant to section 71.270 RSMO and all exhibits. Into the record.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Boyd.
Yeah, thank you, Mr.
I just wanted to let you guys know that the reason I'm going through this vacate is because I have two separate tax bills on my property, and I'm trying to combine them. They told me I had to vacate that in order to make it one tax bill.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. If there's no more discussion amongst the commission or with the petitioner or anyone in objection, I will close the public hearing at this time and will entertain a motion to either deny or approve the petition in front of us or as presented.
Do you guys have any questions?
Please, any questions, thoughts?
I don't believe so.
I have none.
Move to approve the vacate contingent upon proof or affidavit stating the requirement of public notices has been met, and that utility easements either being kept or providing necessary easement for utilities, and that the order be consistent with the boundary survey shown with the petition.
So at this point, we need a second to move to a vote.
Second.
Regardless of vote. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion before we move to a vote?
I just want to make sure we covered everything that is of concern when it comes to easements and then the affidavit or proof showing that they met the
requirements.
Okay.
The approval is contingent upon meeting all requirements.
Yep.
Pursuant to the statute. Missouri statute.
Yeah, that's petition.
Yeah. Okay. So we do have a motion and a second. And is there any further discussion or input at this point? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Nay or aye?
Nay. Aye.
So aye. Okay. So motion carries. No, you're good. Motion carries. So, yeah. Two in favor, one in opposition. So, motion carries. That will conclude that section of our road vacate. We'll move on to our next order of business.
Do we we need to deny it, Mr. Elliott, or do we just, on ours, do we need to deny it, or do we just?
I think you can just pass it.
I think, can we just table it till the next term?
Okay. So our next order of business we have is our road vacation of a portion of Buchanan Road, and that's file number 25-001. Excuse me?
Do you need that piece of?
I do need this. We entered this into the record, so we can get you a copy of it, but it is entered into the record.
Okay.
Our county clerk will be glad to do that for you right now.
Thank you.
Yep. The order number we have in front of us is for file number 25-001, Road and Bridge, and this is the vacation portion of Buchanan Road upon this. So we won't even do a public hearing since we did not meet the requirements. The appropriate postings were not made. I made verification of that from our previous Road and Bridge Administrator this morning, and he verified that those postings were not made in adequate time, so we did not follow statute pursuant. So at this time, we will not be able to.
We'll table it. So move to table the road vacation of a portion of Buchanan Road, file number 25-001RB, to the July term.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Is that you or me? Next, we have the approval letter of intent not to renew, file number 25-037, Road and Bridge. Once again with us, we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Welcome back, Jack. The notice we have in front of us is between Taney County and the Cardiograph Solutions. The agreement will expire on July 16th. 2025.
So we're not.
We're treating the non-renewal. So we have to get notice to do that.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions on it?
I don't. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated March 25th, 2025, approving the notice as to form.
Move to approve the notice of non-renewal to OpenGov Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have some field dirt agreements to go through. Our first one that we have this morning is an unlimited for Mr. Richard Shaver. It'll be at 1719 Elbow Road. Entertain a motion to approve the unlimited field dirt agreement by between Taney County and Mr. Richard Shaver.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Richard Shaver.
Oh, I missed the spouse's name. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to. Is it Christy?
I think.
What's that?
It sounds right.
It's signed.
Yeah.
And Christy Shaver, husband and wife, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a field dirt agreement for Rick and Rhonda Turner for unlimited.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Rick and Rhonda Turner, husband and wife, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have a field dirt agreement.